Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, hello again. I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, where we examine the past from the present. Today is February 19th, 2020. The day was February 19th, 1963. Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, was first published. The book is credited with sparking the rise of second-wave feminism in the United States. Betty Friedan was a writer and an activist. She worked as a journalist for leftist and labor publications for a while, and she worked as a freelance writer for different magazines. Friedan got married in 1947 and had three children. After her first child was born, she went back to her job. But after she got pregnant with her second child, she lost her job. At that point, she stayed at home to take care of her family. But she was not completely satisfied with her life at home. She wanted to know if other women felt the same way. Friedan was a graduate of Smith College. When she attended her 15-year reunion at Smith in 1957, she surveyed her fellow college graduates. She asked them about their education and how satisfied they were with their lives. When she found that other women also felt unfulfilled in their lifestyles, she decided that she wanted to publish her findings. She interviewed more housewives and did research on psychology and other relevant fields. Her work culminated as the book The Feminine Mystique, published on February 19, 1963. The term feminine mystique describes the assumption that women would be satisfied with housework, marriage, children, and their sexual lives alone. The idea was that women should be content with the work they did in the domestic sphere and did not need fulfillment through education, careers, or politics. The book argued that many housewives were unhappy despite having lives that seemed fulfilling from the outside. In the introduction of the book, Friedan calls that unhappiness the problem that has no name. Friedan used statistics, research, and anecdotes throughout the book to argue her point. She said that women wanted more than just a home and a family. She pointed out how the media promoted the idea that women were happy in the home and unhappy in their careers. She noted how the idea that women were naturally mothers and caregivers was perpetuated. The book also linked the idea of the feminine mystique to post-World War II expectations and to the promotion of the idealized nuclear family in America during the Cold War in the 1950s. Ferdinand turned to interviews to show that women were often unsatisfied with performing traditionally feminine roles and used coping mechanisms to get through their feelings of unhappiness. The book aimed to dispel the myth that women were fine with their domestic roles. Ferdinand claimed that the feminine mystique limited women's, quote, basic human need to grow. She encouraged women to seek new lives that incorporated education, careers, and social roles, and to rid themselves of the idea that housework was a career. The book was popular and inspired many white middle-class women to take up the feminist cause. It was an influential text in second-wave feminism, which had broader goals and was less essentialist than first-wave feminism. But the book's legacy is complicated. It received pushback when it was published, and criticism of its messages and impact continues today. Some of the criticism levied relates to its limited white upper and middle class perspective, to Ferdinand's own involvement in leftist politics, and to the inaccuracy of some of the research used. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Want to impress your internet crush? Show them your history smarts by sharing something you learned on the show. Don't forget to tag us at TDIHC Podcast. Or you can go the old-fashioned route and send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.